What's up, guys? Welcome to Demo with Mo. I'm your host, Monique Simmons. We'll be discussing dating, engaged, and married objectives from a young Christian's perspective. Are you guys ready? Let's dive in. Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to a new episode of Demo with Mo. I am your host, Monique Simmons, and today we are on a continuing journey of the Mother's Day series. And on today's episode, I have some very special guests joining me. I'm really excited about this episode. Today, we're going to be talking about the relationship between step and bonus moms, as well as the relationship with our mother-in-laws. And for this conversation, I thought it would be special to invite my very own stepmother, Mrs. Yolanda AG, who is my dad's wife. And I invited my stepsister as well, who is Mrs. Markeisha Williams. So Markeisha, which you guys have heard from on various occasions, she's been a guest on the podcast. She is a mother of four and a wife. She enjoys spending time with her family and reading books. She is working on becoming a full-time entrepreneur by the end of 2023. She's a real estate agent and she's also a teacher. She loves traveling and meeting new people. And Mrs. Yolanda AG, she's a wife, a mom, and a grandmother. And I can say this, she loves her grandbabies. If you see her, you're going to see one of those grandbabies tagging along with her. She loves those babies. And she's so much more than that. But you'll get to hear a little bit more about both of these ladies as we jump into today's episode. So without further ado, I would like to welcome my guests, Yolanda AG and Markeisha Williams. Welcome, ladies.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Thank you for inviting. Yeah. Thanks for the, and I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for agreeing to join me. Okay. So ladies, just to let our guests know a little bit more about you and to stay around the subject of being a mom, if you had to give three adjectives to describe yourself as a mom, what three words would you use for yourself to describe yourself as a mom? Keisha, we can start with you.
Oh, three adjectives to describe myself as a mom.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I'm a pretty awesome mom. Okay. I'm hardworking and I show such, I don't know, I want to add one more. So can I add another? Compassionate and caring.
Okay, I like those.
And fun. I'm sorry. It's fun.
Okay. Yolanda, what do you say?
I'm very loving mom, caring mom. Also, hardworking mom.
Okay. So you and Keisha kind of sound alike in describing yourselves as moms. Keisha, would you say you kind of get those from your mom?
Most definitely. The hardworking, yes. And the loving and caring, most definitely.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So what I'm going to do, ladies, and for my audience that's listening, this is so funny how this happened because I didn't plan this on purpose. I was going to do two separate interviews. I was going to do an interview with my stepmom to talk about the relationship between a child and a stepparent. And I was going to do an interview with my stepsister to talk about the relationship between a child and a mother-in-law. But I thought about it. I'm like, you guys are mother and daughter. Let's just combine the episodes together and we could just all do it together, which for me was pretty dope. So I'm excited about this. So ladies, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go back and forth between the two of you. I'll kind of call your name before I ask the question, but I'll go back and forth between the two of you guys on both topics. Keisha, how long have you and your husband been married?
Oh, we just made 9 years on May 10th this year. So 9 years we have been married.
Happy late anniversary.
Thank you.
Okay. What was your relationship like with your mother-in-law in the first years of your marriage?
Ooh, in the first years, we started off real rocky. My husband is the baby, so, you know, they were like, man, they were crucial, like, attached to him. You know, our relationship started off real rocky. I gave more to something. I have to say that.
You said you gave more to something?
No, I gave them, like, I guess I can't even say I gave them more. I gave her more. It's just like I was overly nice.
Got you.
Okay. I say that.
How long did that last with the issues with your mother-in-law and you trying to be nice about it and not really rock the boat? How long did that last between you guys?
You know what, to be honest with you, I can't remember like the time frame, but to me it felt like forever because I wanted my welcome to be pleasant. I wanted to be, you know, like that. But unfortunately, you know, my husband was in a relationship in high school sweetheart, I say, and they were real comfortable and like attached to her. And so for me to come in the picture, it was like, who are you? Like, now we gotta learn somebody else all over again, you know. So it lasted some years, I say.
Okay. So the relationship that he previously was in, that played a huge part in how they responded to you.
Oh yeah. It did, because like it was told to me. I'm surprised he's with you and not with her. Like, that's what we wanted. Yeah, so it was crucial.
I got you. And I'm pretty sure that was hard on your end to receive that.
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. That's why I'm like, you know, nothing nobody can say to me in this day and time will make or break me, because I've heard worse.
Yeah. So, Yolanda, your first question is, how long have you been a stepmom?
I have been a step bonus mom for 13 years. Legally, with an additional 4 years, so that's 17 years. This year will be 18 years.
All righty. And I've never asked you this, and this is not even one of my questions, but it made me think about it in your response. Do you prefer to be referenced as a stepmom or a bonus mom?
I would be bonus mom.
Bonus mom. I've never asked you that before.
There's nothing step about it now that I'm learning more about blended families, because when I married not just for him, but for the kids as well, you know, so his kids are mine. So bonus mom.
Okay. So this leads me into my next question. Going into marriage, did you have expectations of what it would be like or look like before getting married, far as being a bonus mom? If so, did it end up the way you thought it was going to be?
Well, I did have expectations. I didn't think the expectations would be like they are with my own kids. But I did, and no, they did not end up the way that I wanted to.
Okay. And we'll get into that a little bit later. So, Yolanda, I've asked Keisha about her relationship with her mother-in-law when she first got married, and she told me that it was really rocky in the beginning. So now I want to kind of follow up with that with you about your mother-in-law, which is so funny that I'm interviewing you, because this is my relationships as well. But happens to be my grandmother, my father's mom. What was your relationship like in the beginning with your mother-in-law?
Well, it wasn't all peaches and cream. It wasn't. you know, I mean, you have to live and learn. But once I got to know her, she is such a doll.
Yeah.
Very, 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 I'm emphasizing very, very neat freak.
Yeah. Yes, she is.
Yes.
Okay. So this next question is for both of you. Yolanda being a bonus mom, Keisha being a daughter-in-law, what can be some of the biggest challenges in these relationships? Yolanda, you first.
I think communication and the expectations that the bonus kids have of their bonus mom. That's one of the hurdles that I have crossed and still crossing.
Got you. And when you say communication, what do you mean when you say communication?
I mean, talking. Letting each other know how you feel. You know, each other know how each other feel. I'll put it like that.
Okay.
It can be a disconnect and it can cause problems. So not just problems within the kids, but problems within the spouse as well.
Within the marriage.
Yeah.
For sure. Which I could definitely see that happening. Keisha, what do you say could be the biggest challenge between mother-in-law and their relationship with that son or daughter-in-law?
I guess I would say, you know, just learn, having to learn each other, you know, and learn the differences, like the expectations of not comparing the current relationship with the previous relationship based off of, you know, that relationship with the previous person. I'll say that was my issue. Just we had to learn each other as a person outside of, you know, me and my husband together. And ooh, I had to learn who she was as a mother, which I had to see it from a mother's perspective, but also from a woman's perspective as well.
That is really good. Because a lot of times in those relationships, and I take that even into the bonus mom and children's relationship, not even just with the in-law relationship, because a lot of times we only see these people as the partner's spouse or mm-hmm. the partner's mm-hmm. parent, but we don't see mm-hmm. these people as individuals. Like, let yes, me get to right. know you as just an individual.
That's right. That's correct.
Because you may not be like the partner. Yeah, even though even though this person, you're married to my son, or you're married to my daughter, or you're the parent of my daughter, or whatever the relationship is, because we're talking about in-laws and step or bonus parents. So the relationships are different. But even though you are tied to this person, you are still an individual. I don't yes. have to wrap mm-hmm. y'all together. I need to get that's to cool. know you as a person.
That's so that, it.
So Yolanda, it goes into what you're saying about the communication. I need to actually have a conversation with you. And then as Keisha said, I need to get to know you as that individual. That's good.
Right. That's right. Good.
Yolanda, what do you know now that you wish you would have known when you first became a bonus mom?
Ooh-wee. I have to be careful with that one because we laughing, but I have to be careful answering that because it could get touchy. It could get touchy and it could get emotional.
That's okay. Okay, let me ask you this, because it seemed like what you're wanting to say or thinking about saying may have to deal with someone else. What is it about
yourself? It's kids. It's we're talking about bonus mom and kids. Mm-hmm. We're talking about it all, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I understand. That's why I'm going to take this in a different direction. Maybe yeah. for you personally as a bonus mom, what's something that you know now as a bonus mom personally within yourself that you wish you would have known back then when you first became a bonus mom?
I wish I would have gotten to know the kids a lot better.
That's good.
On an individual level, not just, you know, oh, these are my kids. Hey, come on, let's, we all just want to be a happy family, because it wasn't that and it's not that. So I wish we would have sat down and got to know each other before marriage on a personal level, then instead of after marriage and just dealing with, oh, this is my wife, this is my, you know, this is my husband. So that's what I wish.
That's so good. That is so good. And I totally 100% agree with you. Fully. And I'm saying, and I usually don't even get in to these kind of conversations as the podcast host. I leave, you know, the guests to kind of answer this stuff, and I kind of follow them as they go. But this dynamic of this interview is so different because you are my bonus mom and Keisha is my stepsister. So this is a little different for me than
it's being a little personal. Yeah.
Right. It's personal. So yeah. It's a little different for me.
Yeah.
But I agree with you 100% because looking back, they say hindsight is 20/20. But back then I was a kid, so I really didn't have a lot of input on what could be done. I just had to follow whatever decisions the adults made in my life.
That's it.
But
that's right.
I really wish that we could have started our relationships completely different. I really wish that we could have gotten to know one another better, not even just with you, because don't get me wrong, I would have loved to gotten to know you better just as a person, just as a human
that's
being,
right.
just you.
That's
but
right.
I would have loved to gotten to know my step siblings even better, because I would have loved to have a relationship
right.
with them. So, yeah. I agree.
On a different level. Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you.
I got you.
Keisha, and I wasn't going to ask this, but based on your mom's response, what do you think about that?
I wish it would have been done differently as well, like a whole sit down type deal to where, you know, we're all getting to know each other on a, you know, on a personal level before marriage came in the picture. You know, that way we would have set the foundation for a healthy relationship between siblings.
Yep. Okay.
That's true.
Ladies, oh, this is a good follow-up to this. What role or responsibilities, and this is for both of you guys, this is going to be for the in-law relationship and for the bonus parents relationship. What role or responsibilities does the spouse have in helping with the different relationship dynamic?
My expectations is like, if you see me struggling to create this balance or what, like an issue or something, but then, you know, then my in-laws, then my thing is have my back. I'm not saying, you know, you have to pick a side, but, you know, just have that conversation with, you know, with your mom or your grandma or whoever, you know, have that conversation with them to say, okay, look, if you don't do nothing, just respect her. That's it.
I agree with that, only as the bonus mom. And I expect for my partner to not pick a side, you know, right is right, wrong is wrong situation.
Yeah.
You know, that can go, I don't want to say it can go either way, but have my back.
Yeah.
Have my back. That's it.
Yeah, like even when, you know, we had our differences, because my mother-in-law, she's transitioned. So before then, he would step up and you know, have a conversation with them. But I never wanted him to choose a side or pick a side. It's just like, I'm here. And if you know, we're talking about marriage and we got a child and all this and that, you know, because I came into the marriage with a child already. And we knew we were going to be together. But it's like, I can't do this if I'm not being respected, you know.
That's it.
I just wanted him to, you know, the expectation was to have my back and help me out.
That's it.
That's good, ladies. Because you got to be a united front in your marriage. You got to be a united front.
Yeah, you got to be. You got to be.
Yeah. Okay. Next question. And this is for both of you guys as well. What happens in both of these relationships if one spouse is passive and the other tries to take over or do things on their own?
Oh, wait. Wow. There's a lot of arguing, not speaking, all of that.
Yeah.
I would say for me, like we started out like the, you know, it was we started out toxic. I ain't gonna lie, it was no, because we didn't know how to effectively communicate with one another. So yeah, that created, you know, issues on its own. But now it's like, you know, I'm gonna talk to you angry, but I'm gonna respect you when I talk to you. You know, I'm gonna let you know where I'm gonna let you know, like, where you was wrong, where I felt like you was wrong, or where, you know, let me know if I was wrong. Because sometimes I ain't gonna lie, I be wrong. I do. So, but communicate that with me. So the communication right now is like way, 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 way better than we see how we started out.
Yeah. So let me ask y'all this to tie it in with that one, because we're talking about the relationships between the mother-in-law and the son or daughter-in-law, and a bonus mom between her bonus son or bonus daughter. So let's say the couple is this couple right here. The partner sees that these relationships are not right. Your relationship is not right with my mom. Your relationship is not right with my children. But one of the people are passive. They're not really doing anything about it. They're not willing to have a conversation to try to rectify it. And the other partner wants it to be right, so they kind of just get out there on their own and try to do it by themselves while the other partner is just sitting back doing anything. What's going to happen with those relationships between that bonus parent and that bonus child and that partner and that mother-in-law? What's going to happen with those relationships?
Okay, so let me answer that, because that's something that I'm dealing with now. Okay, it's to a point now to where it is what it is when it shouldn't be, because the parent to this child don't see anything wrong with it. But out of a respect thing, it should be where that child is to respect that person. Well, if that child don't have no respect for that person, that child don't have no respect for their parent. So that has broken our relationship to a point to where, oh well, it is what it is. They, you know, it's just, it is what it is. You know, this person can be so rude and disrespectful to a point to where you just don't want to be around them. And I avoid it. And it's touchy, but it's truthful. I avoid them to keep confusion down. I avoid them to a point to where I won't have no argument with mine, you know, my end. So with that being said, it shouldn't be that way. But I've learned to live with it. It took a minute for me to deal with it, but I deal with it because I stay out the way.
Gotcha. I got you. Keisha, what do you think? I'm going to use you and your mother-in-law in the past.
Okay.
So in the beginning of you and your husband's marriage, mm-hmm. you and your mother-in-law had a rocky relationship. And mm-hmm. let's say your husband was passive. He saw you and your mother-in-law had a bad relationship or a rocky relationship, but he didn't do anything about it. He just sat back and let y'all have a rocky relationship. He didn't say anything. He didn't set boundaries. He didn't have a conversation with his mom. He just kind of sat back and was passive about it. And you kind of stepped out there and just tried to do things on your own and figure it out and talk to her yourself, and your way wasn't working. What's going to happen with the relationship between you and your mother-in-law if it continues like that, if your husband never steps in?
I would. If he wouldn't have stepped in, and I mean, that to me, that's a red flag, because you have no sense of care. You're like, you don't care about me enough to, you know, handle the situation. So I think I would have, you know, by me trying and him being, you know, passive, I'm out the door. Sorry, sir.
Yeah. Okay, ladies, this is the last question. And I always wrap up with my last question with advice or encouragement to my audience from you guys. So, Keisha, the first one is going to be for you and the last one is going to be for Yolanda. So, okay. Keisha, your question is, what advice or encouragement would you offer to the spouse who has a strained relationship with their mother-in-law and wants to restore it, but the mother-in-law doesn't acknowledge that there's a problem? Or to the mother-in-law who wants to have a better relationship with their son or daughter-in-law, but so much has happened between them, they don't know how to begin to make things right.
My advice would be is to communicate, like have those hard conversations. And the significant other does not have to be involved all the time, although it would be great, you know, to have it, have that conversation collectively, but get to know your mother-in-law or get to know your daughter-in-law on a personal level. Even if y'all just say, let's go have lunch, you know, do it in a setting to where it's like, it's intimate, it's just you and that person and y'all getting to know each other, you know. And sometimes we are like, I feel like people avoid having hard conversations because they don't know which way it can go, but that's the best way to get an understanding on someone and how their character is and how they is as a person is to have those hard conversations and talk about it. You may cry, you may laugh, you may like, you're going to feel all the feelings, but guess what? You know, you getting to know that person.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Have the hard conversation. Okay. Yolanda, this one is for you. What would you say to the step or bonus mom who is new in her role and afraid she's going to mess up? And what encouragement would you offer to the step or bonus mom who did mess up for whatever reason in some areas? And what can she do moving forward?
Same. First of all, for the bonus moms, that the first question that you asked, get to know your kids. Get to know your bonus kids on a personal level. Have a sit down with them. Talk to them. Let them know who you are. Let them know that you're not trying to be that mom, your mom, but another mom that you can count on or call on. And for the answer to the second question, try to fix it.
Yeah.
Fix it to the best of your ability because, I mean, some things that I didn't know, I had to learn along the way. Some things I'm still learning, you know. It's all about communication and respect. Because respect goes a long way.
Communication and respect and having the hard conversations. I've been hearing that a whole lot lately on a lot of interviews I've done.
I used to be terrified. You hear me? Terrified to have those conversations. I would walk away, turn my phone out to avoid all the confrontation. But now it's just like, okay, let's do it. We're going to do it. Let's do it. What are we talking about?
Either you're going to do it or not do it. But at the end, once you do it, you'll feel a whole lot better.
A whole lot better.
Because I intend to have these conversations.
Yeah. Oof. It's so scary, though. Like, ripping that Band-Aid off, it's scary. It's worth it in the end. Don't get me wrong, because I've had some hard conversations myself. But it's scary.
It is. Like Keisha said, you're going to cry. You're going to laugh. But at the end of that, you'll feel like...
It's like a weight has been lifted off of you. I'm glad I did this. I'm glad I took out the time to hear you out and you hear me out.
That's it.
Yeah. And I don't know about y'all, but when I don't have the hard conversations, I began to play out all these scenarios in my head. Like I began to add on stuff that don't even be true. I be figuring out what they thinking. how they feel. Mm-hmm. And it get worse and worse and worse. And you talk to the people, they be like, I wasn't thinking that. That's not how I feel.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's it.
The crazy thing about it is, my mother-in-law and my grandmother-in-law, we sat down at one time, at a point in time before she got, you know, before she transitioned. And we had a conversation and it hurted me to the core to hear how they really felt. You know what I'm saying? It hurt me because I was like, dang, that hurt so bad. But in the end, like she ended up staying with us, you know, at one point in time in our relationship, like we bonded, like real tight. And me and his grandma to this day now, like we tight.
Yeah.
I would give her the shirt off my back, you know, like that. So in the end, we came out on top and I'm so thankful for that. So thankful.
And I'm sure that was at one point you would have never imagined it being like that.
I never did. Like it got to the point when my mother-in-law was staying with us, like we were up all night watching the vampire series, the Twilight Zone. Like she put me on to that show. So we was up at 6 o'clock in the morning watching this show. And that's a moment that I'll never forget because I reflect on how we started and then how we ended.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna take your advice. I'm gonna have the hard conversations.
Liz, it's worth it.
Be ready for it. It's worth it, but be ready for it. You got to be ready for it.
Yes, you have to prepare yourself.
You have to mentally prepare yourself for it.
Sat down. We just sat down. Like, look, this is what it is. And you and at the end, girl, I was like, oh, okay, now we got that out. You know, it was so worth it. It was so worth it.
Yeah. Well, ladies, thank you so much for coming on and doing this with me. I really appreciate you. I have thoroughly enjoyed this. It was therapeutic for me. I appreciate y'all.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed the conversation because it always gives me a time to reflect on, you know, my relationship with my mother-in-law at the time, you know. So it's always good to have that moment to talk about.
Yeah. Whew. Thank y'all. Yolanda, thank you so much. No problem.
I appreciate you for having me.
All right, ladies. Well, if it's nothing else, I love y'all. I hope y'all have an amazing night. And to my audience, remember, I love you, but God loves you so much more. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
Bye. I hope you guys have enjoyed. Follow me on Facebook at Demo with Mo. If you have any questions you would like answered here live on my podcast, email them to me at demowithmo@gmail.com. That's demowithmo@gmail.com.